A little beat, a little bit of knowledge, definitely flavors the Hip Hop Chronicles. I'm Mike Nice. Welcome to the show. And right about now, we have something, well, we have some people in the studio that are going to really educate the community, and they're having a great event this Saturday I want you to be a part of. Let me introduce Miss Nika Namdi.
Hello. How y'all doing?
All right. And Miss Danice Jones Dorsey.
Good evening. How are y'all doing?
All right. I thank you both for being in the building today, and we're going to talk about both. Offline, y'all kind of had a conversation I want to go back into a little bit. I know we're short on time. We don't have as much time as I wanted to have. But let's start with Ms. Danice Jones Dorsey. Can you tell the people what organization you're from and what role you play?
I'm a member of the Baltimore Housing Roundtable, specifically the Northeast Housing Initiative, which is a community land trust located in Northeast Baltimore. And in fact, the Morgan footprint is a part of our footprint.
Nice. Nice. So welcome again to the show. And Ms. Namdi.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell them your organization and the role you play.
So I wear a lot of hats. One of the hats I wear is I'm the Director of Community Wellness for the Living Well. Mm-hmm. I am also a managing member of Intentional Community Building Collective, which is a group that is working on bringing co-housing to West Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And then I am a social entrepreneur, an innovator, and my current project is called Fight Like Baltimore.
Nice, nice, really nice. And I was listening to a conversation that you all had offline. I'll dig into that a little bit in a few minutes. Ms. Jones Dorsey, one of the reasons that I have you in here, I was online, I was going through Facebook, and I was looking for events to attend over the weekend. And I came across an event that you all are having, and I started to read the description of the event, and it talked about like how you kind of help prepare the youth, you kind of make a way for them to move forward in life. I had a conversation I was sharing with Ms. Namdi with a friend of mine who was saying, like, you know, I can't find a job. The rent is too high. I can't find a job that's going to pay me enough to be able to pay this rent and do that, do this, do that. And as I came across your event, I saw this is the perfect opportunity for my young brother to get out here and actually make a difference. So why don't you explain the event that's going down this Saturday at the Will Memorial?
This Saturday, May 13th, beginning at 2 p.m. sharp, we're having an event known as United Not Blighted. Mm-hmm. And what that really is about is getting support for an option known as 2020. $20 million for deconstruction of vacants that is also creates jobs, and $20 million for construction to rehab or do new construction for homes in our community. Why this event is so important to the young brother that you just described is that this is an opportunity for him and other brothers to take control of their destiny by ensuring that they are a part of the redevelopment of their community. We hope that everyone comes out. It's hashtag United Not Blighted. Please join us.
And that's this Saturday, May 13th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at War Memorial Building. And they'll be discussing fair development, permanently affordable housing, jobs, and healthy environment. You must be there. If you wake up in the morning and you say, hey, I got to make a difference today, that's the place you need to be. Ms. Namdi, okay, you were having a discussion with Ms. Jones Dorsey. I'm going to get it right. I want to get it right, Ms. Jones Dorsey, about how you got involved in the program. And I heard you say something about blighted.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of go into that, the definition of blighted?
So basically, blight is when a structure no longer meets the community's desires or needs. Mm-hmm. Simply. I mean, there are a number of the city has a definition. The state has a definition. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody has a definition. But basically, when a property has gone past its useful value to community. Mm-hmm. And so if you look around Baltimore, there are a lot of properties that no longer meet the needs of community. And some of them are vacant. Some of them are abandoned. Some of them are underutilized. Some of them are improperly utilized. So it's a lot of space in which you could say something is blighted. There are a lot of different elements to blight. Mm-hmm. So that's basically, if you're talking about vacant and abandoned properties, Baltimore roughly has, the city says somewhere between 15,000 and 17,000. But if you look at other numbers from other organizations, they'll look at not just the physical lot. They'll look at the number of units. So there are some people who say there are up to 45 to 50,000 vacant units in the
city.
That's
a lot.
That's a lot. But remember, Baltimore used to be a city of roughly 1.3 million, I think, at its height in the 50s. Mm-hmm. And because of a number of different factors that we could go into, we're now around 600,000 people. So imagine there was a point where the city could sustain roughly, you know, house that many people. So you can kind of guess, you can see where the gap in terms of vacants or abandoned or underutilized or, you know, improperly utilized properties would be.
Okay. And you'll be at the event on Saturday as well, right?
Yes, that's my plan.
Okay. When people are coming out, what can they look to take away from that event? What do you want them to take away? What is the most important thing that they should take away?
So as somebody who has been attending some of the meetings of our Baltimore Housing Roundtable, mm-hmm. Basically what you're going to learn is how the roundtable is bringing people from different community organizations, from different communities together to set a community-directed and community-led redevelopment plan for Baltimore. Mm. Because what we have right now in large part is outside development, business driven development that is not worried about how to make sure that the people who have been living in blighted communities for the better part of 50 years are not now displaced by all of the development dollars that are coming in because someone has realized that Baltimore is a working port with an active rail system. And this is a city where we could really go to the next level in the new economy. But we want to make sure, and what the Housing Roundtable, best I can tell, and what I've seen, is making sure that we aren't displaced. The people who have been here don't get displaced in the new process.
Mike Nice, mm-hmm. a part of that is our community recognizing value. When we see blighted properties, we think of the negative side of it. And while that needs to be managed, we need to be clear that that is always an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And what is distressing for me is that the outsiders see the opportunity, buy low, build high, and we're displaced.
Mm. Perfect example. There is a market for the bricks. When they do demos of these houses, these
what
big row houses,
say so. House?
Yes. There's a market. There's a thriving market for people to take those bricks. So that people are demolishing the houses. Mm-hmm. Those bricks are being taken, cleaned, and resold. There's a market for Baltimore bricks.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So that's an example of we see blight only. We don't see the opportunity. What if you and I got a business collecting those bricks
Absolutely.
And selling it to her as a developer? So the young men who are looking for jobs. So this is why the job
so that's
piece
a job,
is key.
Right?
That's the job piece. That's the $20 million for deconstruction.
Wow.
And that much of that material can be recycled, resold. Those are new jobs. So what if nothing else happens? Mike Nice, I want your audience to look at what's the opportunity, what's the hustle, what is it that I can make out of what other people says is nothing, what is the value there?
Look up Sandtown, I think it's called Sandtown Furniture Company. So they take the joist, the
yes.
old joist,
mm-hmm.
and they make very expensive furniture,
yes.
tables, chairs.
Those are heavy pieces of wood.
Heavy
yes.
pieces of wood.
That hold the house up.
Yes. And they are
from the foundation.
They are taking and repurposing those pieces of wood and selling tables that cost like $2,000.
Wow.
Sandtown Millworks is what it's called.
Okay, and I've
check,
seen that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go on your phone. Get your smartphone. Check it out. And what's so interesting is they actually mark the table with the address.
Are you serious?
Of the property. So you could go and buy Big Mama's the joist out of
it.
This
you know
is the opportunity.
That's such amazing information. It's great information. I wish I had you longer. We got to move out the way for the next show, but I definitely want people to come down. And there was a question I wanted. So when making the blueprint for the 2020 campaign, like how we will spend the money once we collect it and the direction we go, how do you decide that? Are the people that come down and join the roundtable a part of that decision making?
Absolutely. The money, the 2020 plan is to develop permanently affordable housing. There are various strategies, but they basically are shared equity strategies. And what's important is the C in community. That's why we're having this big rally. And right now we have about 700 people signed up, because our goal is to make this community-wide, and we intend to engage everyone who wants to be engaged.
I love it, man. I love it. Once again, the event is going down this Saturday, May 13th, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the War Memorial Building to discuss the fair development, permanent affordable housing, jobs, and a healthy environment. And if you want more information about it, how can they get it?
Hashtag United Not Blighted.
United Not Blighted. And we got a song that we're going to play, the 2020 campaign hip-hop anthem. We got that coming up in a second. If they want to reach out to you or find out more information about what you do.
Look up Fight Blight Baltimore on Facebook. I use the hashtag, hashtag Fight Blight Baltimore. So any information is there.
All right, great. And do you have a personal contact that people might want to social media reach you?
They need to reach me through hashtag United Not Blighted.
Hashtag United Not Blighted. I thank you ladies for coming in and spreading the word. I need my community to get out there, be a part of the situation that makes this city a better place to live. The homicides are outrageous. Let's refocus that attention on bringing up our community, rebuilding our community, making jobs in our community. All right? Thank you for listening. Thank you, ladies, for coming through. It's the Hip Hop Chronicles, where we give you beats, knowledge, and flavor. Right now, it's the Hip Hop Anthem. Check it out.